Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, October 30th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. So this impeachment thing, as I said yesterday, I'm not going to get involved in the weeds here, the minutiae. There are leaks all over the place. It's not fair. It's not right. I'm not in a position to know what's true and what's false. I just don't know. All right. What I can tell you is what has been presented to the American public is not nearly enough to impeach anybody. All right, the janitor. If there is other stuff coming out, all right, let's see it. But right now, this is a political farce. And I'm not everywhere a Democrat, I'd say that. It's just ridiculous. And the leaking from Adam Schiff and his people is just a disgrace. It's not how that we run this country. Leaking, leaking, leaking. I want to just tell you that here's how chaotic the whole thing is. Tomorrow, the House will vote on whether or not to commence impeachment formally, all right? And it'll pass because there are more Democrats in the House than Republicans. But here are the committees that are going to be involved in formulating what that impeachment might look like, because this is just putting it together, investigating, inquiry, whatever. You have the Committee on Financial Services, Foreign Affairs, Judiciary, Oversight and Reform, Ways and Means, and Intelligence. Seven committees. You can't. You can't. So you're going to parade people into seven committees. You're going to have fighting in all the committees, under oath in all the committees. People starting to, well, what did I say to this committee? What did I say to that? I don't want to contradict them. You know, it can't happen. This can't happen. This isn't justice. I'm looking at this thing going, this is so horrible for the country. It's so terrible for the country. And there's a brawl now. I mean, the Republicans are saying Schiff is doing this, Schiff is doing that. We can't cross-examine. We can't do this. We can't do that. And then they say, oh, well, the Democrats say, we're gonna draw it up, and here will be the formalized thing, and you'll be able to ask questions. It'll be in the public arena. It will be. That's the only good thing about it. You'll see it. All right. But it's going to be a brawl, a total brawl by the time your head's going to blow off. Because, again, I don't know what's true and what isn't true. All right. So now we have a Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, who works at the National Security Council, says, well, you know, the transcript the White House put out, that was missing some stuff. But then I'm trying to figure out what was missing. I can't see what was missing. All right. A quote from Vindman. We annotated our copies on a call. I can tell you some people may see something that I think is significant. Well, what? What? You know, come on. And I don't know who Vindman is. I mean, he's got a purple heart. He seems to be a patriotic guy. But you can be a patriotic guy and hate Donald Trump. Certainly the initial whistleblower, which is why they're not bringing him out. Did. I don't know what's going on. I got to tell you. And I'm pretty astute. I mean, I'm not somebody who comes in and, what's the House of Representatives? You know, I'll take you right through the Andrew Johnson impeachment if you want me to. I mean, I know what's going on. I've never seen anything like this, ever. And Vindman's opening statement was leaked before he even showed up to the New York Times, NPR, PBS, Washington Post, Political, Wall Street Journal. Come on. Come on. All designed to hurt Donald Trump. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call.
And they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
So you watch college football, you watch college basketball, all of that, you follow that. So the colleges give scholarships to high school athletes who show promise. They get their tuition, room and board paid. They get perks. They get tutors. They get a lot of stuff. Well, now there's a move to pay them, the college athletes, which is not a good idea. It's not. Because that makes it professional sports, right? Now, you are allowed in the basketball and football leagues to go from high school to the pros. But most of the time, you need 4 years to get better. At the same time, you're getting a free ride, and, you know, your life is pretty good at college. I played college football. Now, I wasn't on a scholarship. My college didn't give scholarships, but I played. And it wasn't easy because I had to study, and I wasn't getting a lot of perks. For playing. We did have a separate dining situation. And then when we had broken limbs, we got taken to the hospital. We were a little bit different back then. But that's coming. Now, I understand that Alabama and Stanford and Notre Dame and these schools are making a bundle of money off the talents of the student athletes. But I would not pay them. All right, if you... become a concierge member, you get a free sign book, okay? If you give that as a gift, concierge membership, get a sign book and, a membership. If you want to just be a premium member, and that's a bad way to put it. We don't know just. We love you guys. Premium membership gets a book. It's not signed. Concierge member, it is signed. All right, if you buy a sign book for a gift, whatever, you get a free Impeach the Media bumper sticker, and you can buy those stickers from us at very inexpensively priced. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, final thought of the day. I tell people to be very skeptical about what they hear and see in the media. I mean, obviously, you gotta be. Because it's anonymous sources all day long. They have an agenda, an axe to grind, all that. There's a difference between being skeptical. Show me. Show me. All right, I'm skeptical. Prove it. Give me an argument. Show me. And being suspicious. So if you're a suspicious person, that's going to alienate other people. So if I say to you, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and you go, oh, really? I'm not going to like that because you're casting an aspersion on my honesty. Got to be careful with the suspicious stuff. Same thing with the urchins. The urchin said, I'm going to X, and you don't think they're going to X, you think they're going to Y, and Y is bad. You got to have a little backup for it. You can't just say to the urchin, you know? You can be skeptical. You can say, okay, does X's mother know you're coming? Can I give her a ring? That's okay. But to say, oh, I don't believe you, that alienates the child. You see what I mean? The difference between being skeptical, which is good, protects you, and suspicious. Sometimes you have to be suspicious. If the evidence is there, don't let people hurt you. But the evidence has to be there. See you tomorrow.